Texas sports leader.
Little Journey, 590 The Fan, the morning grind. Cardinals an off day today. They've got a workout about noon, 7:44 in the morning. And that means it's time for one of our favorite segments. The skipper, Tony La Russa, is in the hizzle. I think Rob Dazier would say in the hizzle. Tony, welcome.
Yeah, this is a hizzle.
Can we say happy birthday? No, it's a little late.
No, that's yesterday. I mean, I'm worried about next year. I mean, that's all about 62 now. I mean, 61's over. That was, you know, I celebrate, but now I move on.
What'd you do to celebrate?
No, that's a little bit private, but, no, like...
Share
like,
something.
Well, like Walt and I had a little meeting. We were riding home, so we, you know, we want to do a little something. So we stopped, like, what's it, the Taco Del?
Taco Del, yeah, I think you nailed it.
No, went in there, a lot of nice people, maybe a little bit boozed. From the ball game, but people had a lot of nice wishes. Ball club.
I saw a couple ball of schnauzers dressed as dancing girls. Was that for your birthday celebration?
Yeah, that was actually Edmonds did that. But it's cute. I thought the club overall. I mean, did some real nice things. So I mean, I got some new clothes for the club. I mean, that got some of those Jordache. They found a few old ones laying around. So yeah, I think everybody had like a chance to update their wardrobe and their. Clean out their closet, give it to me. So I think some real sharp stuff.
969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless if you have a question for the skipper. Busy, busy phone lines. We're going to get to the phone calls. First, do you have any kind of ritual to get the team kind of eased into the postseason? Anything you do? You've had a great deal of success in the playoffs. You have any secret?
See that. To me, like that question shouldn't even be asked. I mean, trying to have a nice postseason run, I mean, that's... That's crap.
Wow, that was kind of the same reaction you gave when someone asked about the reaction you expected for McGuire's introduction.
But if breaking
broke your fungo bat.
Yeah, if breaking a fungo, just as a W, I'll break a fungo every night.
Do you have another fungo, or did you have to tape that one together? I didn't see you out there.
I don't think that should be asked either.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless. And is the as is the tradition for Tony, the leadoff man is Calvin. Calvin, you're on 590 The Fan with Tony.
Morning, Tony.
Morning, sir.
How would it, you have the potential to play the Chicago White Sox in the World Series. What would that mean to you to manage against the team that you once managed in your career?
That's just so disrespectful. I mean, I can't. You look at like that far down the road. I mean, let's look at tomorrow. I mean, you got Mulder going. I mean, that's we got a challenge of a lifetime tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's like a game seven. So, like to look
at. Yeah, but you didn't blow up at Calvin. You didn't scream at him.
Well, that's his body of work. I mean, body of work is like Calvin will come. He's like my Eddie Fainter. I know he's gonna put it on a tee for me. So I don't slap him around because legitimate questions 9 times out of 10. Maybe 7.5, but I think looking ahead, very dangerous. I mean, if I had my choice, I mean, I'd probably like to play the Angels. I just think it'd be a real neat club to go against.
You see, you're talking about the future. Calvin should have asked this.
No, I didn't talk about the future.
Great. What was that, Buzz? Great way to start the postseason, huh, Tony?
Yeah. No, I didn't like...
That would have been good.
No, I mean, you got like Carpenter. No, he was outstanding. I didn't like Sanders gets a salami. I'm not a big meat guy, but I would anytime you get a salami early in the series, that's huge.
Back to the telephones. Jerry, you're on 590 The Fan with Tony.
Hey, good morning, and happy birthday, Day Late Skip.
That's about next year.
All righty. Speaking about putting it on the tee, what'd you think of Izzy's performance yesterday? And then also did...
That was a shot.
Did Elaine and the girls, did they give you a new fungo for your birthday?
Great question. Thanks, Jerry.
No, I got a number like real nice nice gifts. Like Horns was here this weekend. He actually did like a studio thing with Steve Perry. So Perry and Horns like unplugged. It was just outstanding. I'll put that in the E-Pod tonight. What was the question?
Did you get your panties in a bunch watching Izzy?
No, I thought
I think that was the question.
No, I thought he was outstanding. I mean, he's as legit as they come. I didn't like yesterday. You look back. I think the two keys, probably Isringhausen, getting us out of that jam. maybe it was a jam he got into, but he got us out of that. And I thought so Taguchi was the other key.
You don't get a little nervous watching Izzy run out there? I mean, Come on now.
No, I mean, that's why, you know, I like pace. I think if you pace, it's a healthy pace. So, like Izzy, I mean, he gets you a good workout.
969-0590, star 590. On your singular wireless, if you've got a question for Tony. And, Scott, you're up next. You're on 590 The Fam with Tony.
Hey, Tony. How are you doing today?
It's been about
4793.
Like 30,
you guys do good math.
About 38 hours.
We're idiots.
Hey, do you remember 1982?
Yeah, I do.
If you don't, you better check in.
There you go.
No, that's a. I mean, that was a club. You look back at 82.
Have a good game tomorrow.
No, that's a legitimate question. Like 82, let's go back. That's the time for us. You know, like Eric Soderholm was struggling right about now, so we had to look at like 83. We're looking ahead at about this time. A big debate back then. I was getting banged all the time. It was like, you can go Soderholm, you can go Nordhagen. It was like round and round.
You got to go Soderholm.
Well, luckily, Roddy Kittle stepped up, didn't have to make the call.
Would you rather have Nunez or Eric Soderholm?
That's real tough. I mean, look at all the greats we've had. I'll say Aldretti.
Huh?
Mike Aldretti.
Okay. Steve, you're up next. 590 The Fan. You're on with Tony.
Tony, it's an honor. Hey, so tonight, did you have any part in getting Keith Tkachuk in shape? There's a rumor going around that you were knocking on his door at 5:30 in the morning, getting his ass up. Any truth to that?
Steve, great question. Thanks. We'll let Tony answer it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm available for a lot of advice. I like to get up early, get a fresh start.
So you stopped by Tkachuk's house?
I still like to do what the blade rolling they got. I like to go to the park forest.
I think it's called rollerblading.
Yeah, they got the forest over there, the park. Yeah, I like a good rollerblade in the morning. Kind of let your hair fly in the breeze. I didn't know it was out there. I mean, I read where, you know, Tkachuk had gotten a little with Tkachuk. So I talked to him, and I had another, like, healthy, like, bit of advice. I told him not to go on the radio, man. I said, these guys are going to get you on, and they just bang you when you're not on. It's just a waste of your time.
Did you say that to him? Because we haven't talked to Keith. He agreed to be part of our show. Producer Joe, did you ever make contact with Keith? No. Working on it.
Yeah, it's a little secret for him. I was like, super, I was going to start tomorrow. That was like a surprise start. I mean, I think he's shown himself to be worthy, but I mean, I drive in yesterday, my Prius fired up, I hear him on you. I mean, I think that's a big mistake.
Well, don't go bad-mouthing this show, Tony, because I'll break my fungal bat. That's how angry I'm going to be.
So I think that.
Don't do it again. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless. Back to the busy telephones. Ryan B., you're on 590 The Fan with Tony.
Hey, Tony, I appreciate you taking my question.
Yes, sir.
Really quick, over the years, we've heard a lot of stories about guys with certain superstitions, particularly in the postseason. Guys wear the same color underwear or do the same things every day, eat the same meals. Could you explain maybe some of the superstitions that go on in the Cardinals locker room? Thanks.
Yeah, that's the reason I love our fans. I mean, they're really intuitive, interested, too, in the ball club. So, yeah, like yesterday you got the rally rags, what you call, like, wave the rally rags.
Yeah. Rally, right.
So a lot of times, like in the clubhouse, before like heading out on the field, I go through, like play duck, duck, goose, pick five guys, say, let's get some rally rags, let's get them waving, let's go. So I mean, a lot of guys sit on the couch, say, hey, you know, rally rag, whatever. But it's proven, this thing, I mean, that's legit. You get a little fired up. So what we've tend to do is wave the rally rags before we head out there. We'll also do a little pyramid. You build a little pyramid. It's a great example of building like teamwork. I read like once where Connie Mack used to do, they had like build a pyramid before they go out to the ball in the field. So
pyramid.
Yeah, well, you got to go like the heavy guys at the bottom, so that then all of a sudden, you know, top, like Eckstein pops up there and you get them on top there and say, we got a pyramid, we got a team, let's go win like a championship.
We got time for one more call. You want to talk to Rudy? Tony, he's a big fan of yours.
Sure.
Rudy, you're on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind with Tony. Welcome.
All right. Hi, Tony.
Hey,
yeah, I noticed Matt Moore has been overthrowing his breaking pitches.
I don't agree at all. So
you
know? No, sir.
Okay, I think he's been throwing them too hard and straightening them out, you know.
So you,
and they ain't been getting the break they normally get.
So you don't think he's been outstanding?
Huh?
You don't think he's been outstanding?
No, he's just been overthrowing. He ain't been getting the break.
Rudy, are you saying that Moore shouldn't be the game three starter? What are you saying? What are you saying to the Cardinals skipper?
I'm just saying he needs to start getting more breaks.
He needs to get more breaks.
He's overthrowing. He's throwing his breaking balls in the upper 80s when they should be about middle 80s, where they start getting more break to them.
Well,
Rudy, is that it?
I love the fans, like a lot of insight, but I think like Rudy sounds to me like a guy who may not remember 82.
I remember Karen Carpenter singing the national anthem, and she went into rehab after that, and then she went home, and I believe she passed away she passed away about 3 months after. He sung national anthem, maybe 3.5 months.
Rudy, you interested in being the game four starter if they need it?
Why not?
Tony, maybe we can work this out right here.
Yeah, I think. We'll give it a look. I mean, I did the Carpenter, that sounds like a real jinx. So I don't want to, we got like, you know, any black cats walking under the ladders. I think it's the time of year, let's avoid all jinx if possible.
I'll put together one of the air guns. I can get across the plate about 115, 120 miles an hour.
Your potato gun? Did he say potato gun?
No, I think, unless it's Joe Rudy, I don't know that I'm going to respect what, you know, I respect all the fans, you know that, but the question, Matt, is that's ludicrous. I mean, we thought about throwing him game one. I mean, look at the results.
Well,
it's all been there.
Some people say that maybe Matt shouldn't be. But anyway, Tony, I know you're busy. You got a workout today. You got a big game tomorrow. We wish you and yours the best of luck. You're listening to The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.